Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, songs. Goes like this.
Your hands and declare.
Good evening. God bless all of you. Amen. We just give God the glory and we give him the praise because it's always good. I bless God for each and every one of you because at the end of the day, you got to continue to keep on and keep it on. I understand and I know that at times they get hard, they get difficult. But one thing I truly believe and I truly understand also by experience that if you could keep pushing forward, trust me, it would be well worth, my God, what you've been going through. I know it don't seem like it now, but it will be well worth it. Amen. God bless you all once again. Listen, it's always a blessing time to share the things of God with you and share the things of the word of the Lord with you. And it's going to be a blessing tonight to where we could get into a little bit of teaching tonight from Sunday, amen, that we were dealing in a couple of scriptures. And one scripture I want to go back and revisit is Colossians, the second chapter, amen. I want to go back and visit that. It was going to take a look, amen. But before then, I still want you to come on and participate in that finish the year strong, amen. December the 30th and December the 31st is going to be a two-day conference, and we want you to go ahead and be a part of it. And also going to be service at each night, amen. I know from the first night on the 30th is at 7:30 p.m., and that is Eastern Standard Time, amen. Then I watch night service going into the new year. I want you to be there. You be blessed, be charged up, be energized. Get ready to walk into a new level in a new place with the Lord. Amen. It's definitely going to be a blessing. And I'm telling you, you will be blessed. We just believe God that, my God, all things is going to work together for its good. No matter what it looks like, it's still going to work together for its good. If you believe that, I'm telling you, you need to go ahead and say it to yourself. I dare you to go ahead and say it to yourself till you really believe that for yourself, that all things are going to work together for its good. You're going to need to speak it in the atmosphere because tonight you're going to find out the reason why that is very important. You be careful of what you release. Be careful of what you put out in the atmosphere. Be careful of whatever, you know, you release from yourself, amen. That's why the enemy want to cause many of you into a place of frustration, want to pull some of you to get some of you wore out, get some of you beat down, because he understand, amen, how the elements in the spirit realm begin to work for you, or they go work against you. But I truly believe after tonight, amen, you're going to begin to speak things in an atmosphere that is going to work together for your good. And I'm telling you and I'm challenging you that you need to go ahead and begin to speak in an atmosphere that all things are going to work together for its good. My God, you got to believe it. You got to see it. That this problem is not big, my God Almighty. This situation that I'm facing is not big. Because why? When an individual sails high or you fly high, everything underneath you looks small. And I believe, my God Almighty, tonight you're going to begin to sail high and everything is going to begin to look small, amen. I truly believe that, and I truly believe that many of you, God is really trying to get you to come into a new place, amen. New place of thinking, new place of strategy, new place of processing, new place of your perception, how you see things, amen. And some of you need to go ahead and fly into a new attitude in the spirit realm, and you're going to realize that the things that you thought was big is not big at all. Situation that you thought was big, my God, it's not big at all. Amen. It's really, my God Almighty, a situation that where it's not too big at all. And we're going to really dig into it tonight just for a little bit. And we're going to begin to enhance our prayer life and begin to enhance different things. Amen. As we begin to release and as we begin to speak it. Amen. My God, are you ready tonight? Amen. So we just get into a little bit of teaching and extract the word of God. I'm telling you, it's just going to be a blessing. And I'm going to go right back to the scripture, Colossians, the second chapter, the book of Colossians. the second chapter. I want to go back into that scripture because it's very important to where we could be able to see it. I couldn't finish on Sunday. Even I really couldn't get into that area that I would love to get into, my God, to really break this down and extract the word of God, because we have to understand that when Christ lives inside of us, you got to understand what's inside of you. You got to understand that whatever's going to release out of you, amen, it's going to affect what's in you. I'm going to say that again. Amen. I understand, my God Almighty, that we say different things that we don't mean and different things come out, but you best believe it's going to affect what's inside of you. Understand this. If Christ living inside of you and we begin to say different things that is not Christ-like. Now let's look at this platform when we say not Christ-like. Many people look at that as if you saying things as cuss words. You saying things in profanity. You saying things for as, my God, that is very inappropriate. We look at that stuff as not Christ-like. Them are, I call, first dimension, my God, words of first dimension sin. Them are words that is a word that is carried forth here on earth. But you got to look at the heavenly things that we say or begin to speak that is not Christ-like. Amen. My God, something that we begin to say that is not Christ-like, where we begin to challenge by, or not even challenge, where we begin to lose faith in the situation. We lose hope in the situation. Amen. That is not Christ-like, because if the provider lives inside of you, man, I feel this, my God Almighty, and I really just want to teach tonight, but somebody need to hear this tonight. If the provider is living inside of you, why should I be releasing or enter voice inside of me saying that it's doubt, this situation is not going to work out? I'm basically talking to whatever live inside of me. You have to understand, and I pray that many of us begin to watch our inner thoughts. If Christ lives inside of us, and if the Spirit of God is in us, and if the Holy Ghost dwell within me, well, the conversations that I have within myself, it has to be affecting what's inside of me. Y'all about to hear me tonight. Affecting what's inside of who? What's inside of me? Some of you, you're having conversations, amen. How would you feel that, my God, somebody that been in your, you've been in somebody's corner for time after time, years after years, then you caught them talking about you. I'll pause for a minute. You caught them downplaying you. You caught them where you thought they had trust in you, but come to find out they really don't have trust in you. Is anybody there tonight? Y'all there tonight? Amen. How would you feel? Well, that's the same inner stuff that we have within ourselves. Amen. God says, I've been with you all this long time. I've been walking with you. I've been talking with you. I've seen you through. I help you through after every situation that you had in your life. And now we're going to sit here and have conversations, my God, that you don't think I'm not in the room. You talking about me, or you talking about what I could do for you, and I'm not in the room. You talking about, I just need somebody to provide. I'm in the room. I live inside of you. God, I just don't know. I live in a room. I'm inside of you. We have to understand that who lives in us? Christ. He lives in where? Inside of you. My God Almighty, we got to be careful what we release in the atmosphere, what we release out of our mouth. Amen. We have to be careful. Let's look at Colossians 2:7. Let's go up to one verse and let's begin to dig into this thing just a little bit. I'm telling you, it's going to make sense in a minute, and it's really going to help you, because that's something that we understand, but we really don't look at. Amen. We understand that Christ is inside of us. We understand that he lives in us. We understand that the Holy Ghost dwells within inside of us. We understand it, but we really don't, my God, really look at the dynamics of this relationship inside of us. We don't really look at it when we start talking doubt talk, amen? And we then, next thing you know, we say God is provider. Well, that same inner talk you have
heaven within yourself, guess who listening to you? Amen. So the same praise that I can speak out of my mouth is the same praise I can have going on inside of me. That's the same praise that I can speak to myself and say, God, you're more than enough. God, you will see this situation through. You are more than a conqueror. My God, I got a question to each and every one of you. How would you feel that somebody is constantly losing faith in you, don't believe in you, don't want to listen to you? Every time things get hard, things get tough, they want to just talk about quitting you as a relationship, throwing in a towel with you, don't want to always putting up and say, I'm ready to leave, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to leave, I'm ready to go. How would you put your trust in that individual? See, some of us, we got to understand something. Maybe God ain't putting enough trust inside of us, because what's going on in the inside of us is what's going on through conversation that going on inside of us. I know it's praise coming out of your mouth, but what's going on in the inner conversation, the conversation that he hears everything about, because why? He dwells inside of you. He lives inside of you. You got to understand, it's not you in there by yourself. It's something that is living inside of you. Everyone on this line, if you accept the Lord as your personal Savior, the Spirit of God said, I want to make residence in your house. I want to make residence in you. I want to teach this just for a second, because I really feel an encouraging shift coming on. 2 Colossians 2:7. Let's look at this. Rooted. I love the first word that he used. The first word that is used, rooted. It ain't talking about wavering. It's talking about for sureness. It's talking about locking in. See, this is where I wonder about, some of our walks. Are we truly locked in on Christ? Are we truly rooted? Anything, see, when you're rooted, not in and everything can come and try to uproot you. Not in and everything can come and try to knock you out the way. Are you rooted? That's the first word to use. It says rooted. And build, I love about this. This individual got something going on. It's rooted and built up in him. In who? In him. In who? In him. And he's using the word I in. That means into something or in the individual. It's in who? In him. Rooted and built up. You got your full trust right here. In who? In him. And established. And where? In faith. Y'all hear me? Established in faith. Just as you were taught. Just as what you were taught. Now the next question, where are you feeding at? Where are you listening? Who are you listening to? Where are you getting this stuff from? Amen? How can you just feel? That's why I got an issue with so much eventing. How much eventing we gonna do? Is God is your provider? He's your way. I know things get hard. I know things get tough. But at the end of the day, when I'm rooted in Christ, when I'm rooted in the Lord, my God, in the Lord, you best to believe it may get hard. But at the end of the day, I see a different situation. I see a situation that is not bigger than my God. I see a situation cannot overtake my God. What's lived inside of me? Because what's inside of me is greater than whatever situation that is going outside. Y'all about to hear me tonight. Some of you need to stand up and begin to speak to the God within inside of you. You need to go ahead and speak. Some of you need to go ahead and encourage. You need to be the one to encourage the Holy Ghost. You need to be the one to say, Holy Ghost, you know what? We end this, but at the end of the day, we're going to make it through, because the God that we serve, the God that I serve, the God that you work for, we going to do what? We're going to make it through this, because I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. How do you believe, my God, you're going to do it? I have faith, because the faith that I have, he lives inside of me, and he never let me down. Rooted. Because why? I'm rooted. I'm rooted. And I'm established. Them are very important. I'm rooted. I'm very established. Very important. Watch this. I'm dying in thanksgiving. Watch this. Very important. I'm giving thanks. It says, my God, I'm out of abounding in thanksgiving. I'm giving thanks no matter what. See, when somebody rooted, I don't give thanks in one season and next season I hold my head down. I don't say thank you, God, in one season, and the next season I want to have self-pity. I don't say thank you, God, in one season, and the next season I feel over-defeated. I feel like I'm defeated. No, if I'm going to say thank, if I'm rooted in God, I'm going to be thankful in this season. I'm going to be thankful in the next season. I'm going to be thankful in every season that might come my way. It doesn't matter how tough some season may get. But when I'm rooted, I still give you thanks. I still thank you, God. I still bless you. I still thank you. I still worship you. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, why? He lives in me. Watch this. Very important. Then it takes us into 2 Colossians, not 2, but Colossians 2 and 8, chapter 2, verse 8. Watch this. See to it that no one takes you captive. Now, I love this. Understand this. But before it deals with captive, it deals with, on the 7th verse, it's dealing with being rooted. After you get rooted, you need to be built up. See, watch this. After you get rooted, you need to do what? Built up. In who? In him. Then scripture declares, established in faith. Just where? As you was taught. So all these people talking about you don't need a teacher and all this stuff here. I got this. Baby, that ain't even biblical. Amen? That is not even biblical. Watch this. Abounding in where? Thanksgiving. I'm thankful. You have to be thankful in everything. Watch this. Even if you are under attack, baby, still, you know the best way to get out of your get from under attack, or you can push back and call the enemy to run. I understand we got a lot of demonology professors. I understand by binding release going on the second I mentioned, you begin to dismantle spirit. But, baby, you can use one little area. Say, God, I thank you. My God, I dare somebody to try. I dare somebody to go in and try this tonight. I dare somebody that know you in a fight. You know in a battle. I dare you to go ahead and speak it in the atmosphere. Just say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Thank you for what? Thank you for giving me life. Thank you for what? Thank you for giving me an opportunity. Thank you for what? Thank you for health. Thank you for a peace of mind. Thank you. God, I thank you. I dare somebody to go ahead and try tonight. You go in and just say, God, I thank you. I want to bow in Thanksgiving. I want my God Almighty. I want to teach this. It says, watch this. See to it that no one takes you captive. No one takes you captive. What is captive? Now they got you all discouraged. You all discouraged. You all in a place. Now by you listening to everybody, you got everybody counsel all into your ear. You don't forget about the promise of God in your life. You don't forget about what he got. Now this situation is bigger than the situation to magnify itself. Because why? You got everything else going on other than who live inside of you. I need to remind some of you all tonight. Amen. Some of you don't came from a broke down, busted up. My God, some of you, can I just get a little hood just for a second? Some of you don't came out of roach infested, bug infested, rodent infested, apartments complex, project, and God done brought you from out of nothing and don't put you into something. Can I remind you tonight that at the end of the day, the same God that pulled you out of the gutter, it's the same God taking care of you now, and it's the same God that's saying that if you, my God, if you arise, if I arise, your enemies is going to be scattered. I want to have somebody there tonight. Is anybody there tonight? I need to talk to you just for a second. Now watch this. It says, see to it that no one takes you captive. It says, no one. Takes you captive by what? By the philosophy. By what? By their philosophy. By their own, my God, interpretation. By their own thoughts of their life. If you don't want no people really have opinion about your situation, about your life, stop telling them. Can I say that again? Stop telling them. Stop sharing your business. Some of you need to know how to just hush your mouth, walk, and just see the salvation of the Lord work for you. Y'all hear me? And that way, you don't be get caught up into a place to where, I don't know now. You all discouraged. You all jacked up. you all got all this going on? And, you know, a lot of times individuals be asking me like, Pastor, why you don't got all that? Because I listen to one voice. I focus on one area. I focus on what I'm rooted to. I focus on who inside of me. I focus on my God Almighty, that who lives in me. Y'all hear me? And I focus on that. And I don't got time to focus on the naysayers. I don't got time to focus on who don't count you out. The enemy have you so jacked up with folks' philosophy and what folks got to say, then you'll start believing maybe they was right. Maybe it's something to that what they saying. I don't give a care what they thinking. All I care about whose report I'm going to believe, and I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I dare somebody ask themselves, whose report you going to believe? You better believe the report of the Lord that is said about you in your life. Hallelujah. Watch this. It says, see to it that no one takes you captive by their philosophy. But look at number seven. Look at number seven. I love it. Number seven says, verse seven says, root it and build it up in him and establish. Question is, who you are rooted and build it up in? Who you are rooted and build it up in? Are you rooted and build it up in man? Well, you're going to have a lot of, you're going to be deceived a lot. You're going to be hurt a lot. You're going to be going through a lot. Who are you rooted and build it up? Now look at this, number eight. Let's get back to number eight. It says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy. That philosophy. No, Pastor, don't get on everybody's prayer line. No, Pastor, don't get on everybody's Bible study. Because their philosophy, it may not line up through the works of the will of the Lord for who life? For my life. Because it might line up for your life. Baby, that's your life. I'm talking about my life. I got a whole nother walk going on over here. So I need a whole nother depth going on over here. Hey, y'all hear me up in here. Some things ain't for you. Y'all about to hear me. You've been walking. I want to talk to somebody just being faithful. And I'm not talking about every now and then you don't slip. But I'm talking about every now and then you slip, but you got yourself back up. You brush yourself off. Father, I'm still here. I'm back in a race. I'm talking about the individual that even though your grip might got a little weak at times, but you still didn't let him go. You still didn't let that grip go. I want to talk to them folks. That's the faithful folk. Faithfulness don't have anything to do with if you almost. I don't care if the scoreboard is 0-1. I got a 1 point. It doesn't matter how I won, but I won. It doesn't matter how I'm still in the race. I'm still in the race. It doesn't matter, my God Almighty. As scripture does, well, as this declares, my God Almighty, it says, my God, the race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. My neither said, it doesn't matter. I'm still here. Listen, y'all, I'm trying to finish this. It says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy. No one takes you captive by their philosophy. Watch this. In empty deceit, they don't have no, listen, empty deceit, it doesn't have no substance. It doesn't have no weight, no substance, no value. It doesn't have no value. Y'all hear me? Sometimes, listen, many of us don't gave something valuable to people that don't have no value. And now we mad at the people, but we already seen that they really don't have no value. And now when it turned around on us, now we got the nerves to get mad at them according to something that we done. Y'all hear me? Now they don't took you captive pertaining to their own philosophy about the situation. Somebody need to say the devil is a liar. Watch this. I'm finna go here. Watch this. It says, take you captive by the philosophy and the empty deceit. According, this is what I love about it. It's very clear. I don't have to translate. I don't have to try to break down my translation. It's very clear. Watch this. According to human, it ain't saying nothing about the devil. This is what I want you all to understand this. People can affect you, and they can have the same symptoms as a spiritual attack in the spirit, but it came from people, and it didn't come from the devil. I need to sit that right there on religion people, because I know all things. I know everything we want to make sure the devil get the credit for. I get it. But the scripture just declares according to human traditions. Y'all hear me? According to human tradition. It said nothing about a devil. But it's going to deal with the enemy. Watch this. In a few minutes. See, this is where we have to understand something. How can I let you pour into me and you need to be poured into yourself? People get mad when pastors start talking like this. I got a lot of undercover enemies, my God Almighty, when I begin to hold folks accountable like this here. At the end of the day, this is where the church done went off at. We done went off, my God, we done got captive or held captive by individual philosophy, but not the demonstration power of God that it can manifest in your life. Y'all hear me up in here. My God Almighty. Watch this. Let me finish this. It says captive by the philosophy and the empty deceit according to human tradition. Now, this is the part that I want to just ponder on just for according to human tradition, according to the elements. Y'all hear me? The elements spiritual or spirit. Now, the element spirit. Now, watch this. Now we're dealing with our atmosphere. Now we're dealing with what is being released out of us. Now we're dealing with the power of the words. Now we're dealing with the power of thoughts, the power of mental thoughts. Now we're dealing with the power of belief. Now we're dealing with the power of faith. Now we're dealing with spiritual elements. Many of us, we have these conversations within the walls of our house, within ourselves. When things come in like a flood, one thing about God, he don't got time to pat your back. He don't pat your back and say, oh, baby, it's going to be all right. He tell you to get up and take out your bed. And I asked God one day, I want y'all to listen to this right quick. I asked God, I said, God, it seems like you're so harsh. It seems like, you know, your style is very harsh. Your motive is almost like it's very like you really don't care about the people or what they're going through. And the Lord had to come back in a polite way and just let me know. He said, son, listen here. When you don't defeat the enemy, when you don't defeat the adversary, when you have all power in your hand, y'all, I wish somebody listened to me tonight. Say, when you have power in your hand and you already know, all you got to do is just get up and keep walking. You're going to be blessed. Get up and keep walking. You're going to get your miracle. Get up and keep walking. You're going to, my God, your weeping tears going to turn into tears of joy. All I need you to do is get up and keep walking. Because why? Because it's already worked out. It's already done. So why would I rub your back? Why? And what you crying about, you need me to fix something. And why I will stop right there and rub your back? If I didn't care about you, I wouldn't tell you to get up and walk. If I ain't care about you, I wouldn't tell you to wipe your tear, straighten up your back, keep your head looking towards the hill, which come in my help. Because I know if you can straighten up your back and keep walking, you're going to get your miracle. You're going to get your blessing. You're going to get your payday because I live inside of you. You don't live in me. I live in you. Oh, Jesus. My God, what you speaking out? What you speaking out? Some of your warfare, the enemy just using simple strategy to bring you into a warfare or bring you into a fight that has looked like you cannot win. What is simple warfare? He could cause trouble on the left, cause issues on the right, cause problems in front of you, cause situation behind you. He could cause issues to rock you to and forth. And now you get into this place and have inward conversation. Remember, Christ lived inside of you. But you're going to say inside of you, I can't take no more. And God said, what do you mean you can't take no more? You forgot who live inside of you, and you saying you can't take no more. I'm the God of your universe. I'm the God of the world, and you cannot take no more. And I done died on a cross for you. I took lips across my back for you. I was stabbed in my side. All you got is bills issues. All you got is little issues that is going on. You ain't met death yet. You didn't have to fight death. You ain't had to go in hell and take back the keys. You didn't have to be spit on and still love the people. My God Almighty. And you anybody there tonight, I'm about finna go. I can't take no more. I can't do it no more. I'm tired, God. What you mean you're tired? Carry this cross up and down. I carry this cross so I couldn't carry no more. And you're going to tell me how tired you are? My God Almighty. And I still found it within myself to love the same one that cursed me out, that spit on me, that stabbed me, punched holes inside. And you say you can't do it no more? Do you? Have you forgot who lived inside of you? Telling somebody tonight, have you forgot who lived inside of you? Have you forgotten that Christ lives inside of you? He's there, but you say, I can't do it no more. He's inside of you. I can't go no more, God. He's inside of you. I don't know how this is going to happen, God. He's inside of you. I don't see this situation working out, God. He's inside of you. Now I got all this anxiety. I got all this stress. God said, why are you so stressed? Why are you so, don't worry about tomorrow. You need to live for today. Today you shout about the victory. And I want to tell somebody before I get off this line. Some of you need to go ahead and shout about today. You can't plan for tomorrow because some of the things for tomorrow is out of our hands. It's out of our cares. But today right now, I can give God a shout of praise. Today right now, I know God been pouring inside of you. I know the Spirit of the Holy Ghost been pouring inside of you. But some of you need to turn around and say, God, today I'm finna pour inside the heavens. I'm finna pour back inside of you. I thank you for everything you done. I thank you how you done made a way. I thank you regardless of what it looks like. I want somebody to prophesy to their finances and say, God, I thank you that the finance is going to be there. Oh, my God. Holy Ghost, say I'm talking to somebody. Somebody need to say, my God, I thank you that the finance is going to be there when it's needed. God, I thank you. When the enemy try to use this sickness to take me out, I thank you that you're going to block it. I thank you you're going to pull the enemy that he's a liar. I thank you you're going to make a way out of no way. I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because why? Colossians 2:7 says, in him, in establish. In where? In faith. So by me saying thank you. A couple of words down, it says, abiding, abounding. In where? Thanksgiving. I want to give somebody a tool tonight. I come on tonight. And as I'm finna get out of here, to give you just a weapon that you need to pull out of your shelves. You need to pull out of your closet. You need to dust it off. And you need to put oil inside of it. And you need to stop looking at your situation. And you need to look at how big your thank you God is in the midst of your situation. Because you got to remember that he lives inside of you. But the Jehovah Jireh live inside of you. You better thank him for being your provider. It's Jehovah El Shalom. It's Jehovah Rapha. It's Jehovah Jehovah. If Yahweh inside of you, you better thank him for being your God. Because why? Long as he is in the house, it's a matter of time for things to get ready to be in order. I just got to keep walking, holding my head up, and giving him thanks. I challenge somebody tonight. You got to say thank you. Get that defeat out of your head. Get that defeat out of your mind. Stop listening to everybody's philosophy and what everybody got to say. I challenge you tonight that you just say thank you. Some of you just need to say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I dare you to make the enemy out of liar and just say, God, I thank you. I thank you that the money is going to be there. I thank you that things is going to be all right. I thank you that we ain't going to miss nothing. I thank you that everything is going to work all right. I thank you by the time we get there, by the day when the day comes, everything going to be all right. And not only I don't thank you for it, but I prophesy it's going to be a double for my trouble waiting on me. It's going to be a double for my harassment. It's going to be a double because the enemy thought he was slicker than you. For the enemy thought he was, my God Almighty, smarter than you. I thank you that tonight, my God, that the things that I said out of my mouth, I'm not going to let the enemy use that for a strategy no more. He ain't going to try to put me up in a corner, this here, that there. Every situation I look to my left, I thank you for that. Every situation I look to my right, I thank you for that. Even if it's in front of me, I thank you. Somebody need to say, God, I thank you. I feel a blessing with my name on it. I feel a miracle that got my address. I just feel like giving him a praise. Can we just give him a praise for 30 seconds? I just feel like giving him a praise.
Praise the Lord, everybody, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hold on, y'all. Let me, hold on. I'm ready to praise him. But the Holy Ghost said, I need you to go ahead and make sure you finish that. Go ahead and explain it. Let me finish this. Hold on, my God. I feel a praise in my spirit. And my God, I prophesy. Not only I prophesy, but I declare and decree that everyone trying to deal with silent depression, that the enemy trying to bind your mind up and bind you up, I break it in the name of Jesus. Today, you about to give God a praise. Today, God giving you a weapon, and the weapon is just saying thank you because he live inside of you. He don't brought you out of bondage. He don't brought you out of poverty. He put you into a place, and the Holy Ghost told me to tell you tonight, he didn't bring you this far to leave you. You better say thank you. Now watch this, you all. I want you to get this, my God Almighty, because sometimes, my God, people that doesn't have correct biblical knowledge, they think you've been corner minded. But the Bible declares, in Colossians 2:8, if they see it that no one takes you captive by the philosophy and the empty deceit, according to human tradition, and watch this, according to the elements of the spirit. Now watch this, spirit of what? And the Bible said, of the world. Can I say that again? Of what? Of the world. It didn't say the spirit of the heaven, but it's talking about spirit of where? Of the world. Human spirit. Spirits of people. People that don't put things on you, don't got you all disbobulated. But somebody need to say, the devil is a liar. And the scripture declares, and not according to, watch this, and not according to who? And not according to Christ. That's why Christ said, I want to live inside of you so you can know who I am. I need somebody to say tonight, I thank you. God, forgive me for allowing everybody philosophy that got me discouraged, make me want to throw in a towel, make me want to walk away from relationship. Forgive me, God, for giving an ear to that foolishness. But I turn around tonight and say, God, I thank you. That's why I got the
praise. In the good time, I'm praising. In the bad time, I'm praising.
I got to go, y'all. You got to watch what's coming out of your mouth. Watch your inner thoughts. Stop having them negative conversations within yourself. Stop talking about false negativity in yourself, because you got to understand, if the Holy Ghost living in you, if the Spirit of God living in you, he's going to check you what you say within yourself, because nothing is a secret. You got to start speaking life to your situation. You got to start speaking, my God Almighty, life to every situation that God has for you. I was reminded, my God Almighty, in the scripture that we gave Sunday, Proverbs 12:28, it says, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof is no death. I want to tell somebody that you're going to live and not die. You're going to declare the works of the Lord, and the Lord going to be doing a good work in you. You better pray. Get up, sister. Get up. Y'all get up and give God a praise. Listen, this Pastor Timber ADM Ministry. This is our Tuesday night midweek service. I thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in. But you need to go and see me at the sanctuary. Until then, let's praise the Sunday morning. Come on.